There's concern the Fairbanks Borough's ride service for the disabled may not be able to keep up with rising costs. Vantran is seeing 18% annual growth in demand, and last week the Assembly turned down measures including a fare hike aimed at supporting an alternate voucher program. Mayor Luke Hopkins told the Assembly vouchers for cab rides are a proven option for some users.
They're working in other communities and we were going to try it in this community. Maybe we only get 5 vouchers, maybe we get 500 vouchers for people to use other systems.
Vantran users pay $2 for rides that cost the borough $76 each to provide. The $1.4 million a year program is required to meet federal Americans with Disability Act requirements, but Borough Transportation Director Glenn Miller described vouchers to the Assembly as an alternative for more than half of Vantran users.
Obviously, individuals in wheelchairs are not going to be able to take advantage, but any of our current riders that can ride in a car or a taxi, you know, which are probably the majority of them, will be able to use this.
Vantran users didn't like the idea of raising fares to support the voucher program, and the Assembly turned down a proposal to allocate additional money to fund it. Miller said the borough is preparing for a user eligibility audit to assess who really needs Vantran. Privatization of the program is another possible cost-cutting option. Anchorage and Juneau have contracted out their transportation services for the disabled and substantially lowered per-rider costs. Some members of Fairbanks' disabled community advocated for privatization at a recent Assembly budget hearing.